Time for our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa Witte of Rural Solutions here in downtown Madison. And Teresa's being your solo today.
I'm solo today. It's just me.
All right. We can do it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
What are you going to do without John?
I do miss him when he's not here.
Yeah, and he's the tech guy.
Yeah, he's a busy guy.
Yep. All right. Well, we're glad you're in the studio again, Teresa. Yeah. What are we going to talk about this morning?
Well, we're going to talk about face group books.
Facebook what?
Groups.
Groups. Facebook groups.
Facebook groups. So, you know, people have complained. It's like all I see is advertisements, you know.
Yep.
And there's a lot of that. And
terrible.
You know, people are posting less. And but it is still a place where you can go to get interesting stuff. So as I'm looking through my Facebook page, I also like to see things I'm interested in. And the more groups I become a part of, the more things I see that are interesting to me,
okay,
as opposed to just random stuff. So are you a part of any groups on Facebook, Paul?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So if you don't know what a group is on Facebook.
You can just go to groups, right?
Yep.
See what I mean?
Yep. So when you're looking at your Facebook page, you see your friends and then you see advertisements. And you might see pages that you follow. You can follow a person or you can follow a group. Like there's a band that I like and I follow their website page.
Right.
So I see their things. But a group is basically a group of similar-minded people who have a shared interest. So if you want to find a group, if you're on your computer at home, it's on the left-hand side, and there's a list of things, and you'll see groups. And you can click on that, and it'll show you what groups you're a part of.
Okay.
I'm part of a bunch of rummage site groups that are local.
Not me.
I do like Facebook rummage site. I'm also a part of some different groups from the area, a church group, my family group.
You have a family group.
We have a family group, so we can all post stuff on there.
Oh, and it's private just amongst family members.
Yep, okay. Yep, because you can only get there if you're invited.
Join,
and, yeah, you can ask to be invited or ask to join, and then you can or not. One of my favorite groups that I'm a part of is called Our Old House. And I live in a house on the farm, and the oldest part of it is over 100 years old, and the newest part is about 20 years old.
Okay.
And everything in between. And so I get a lot of really good advice on there, or just ideas of, you know, how do you deal with this problem that's an issue with older houses. I'm also belong to a decorating group, and you can post pictures on there and say, what would you do with this space? I'm not sure what kind of thing to put on the wall. And you post your pictures, and then people give you advice.
Okay.
There's all sorts of groups.
So, want to hear a few of mine?
Yeah.
Madison High School, 1976 class.
Yeah.
Just our classmates are in this group.
Awesome.
Actually, we use that quite a bit. Canby Lancer Baseball Booster Club. Mm-hmm. Just keep going.
I bet you're a lot.
I got a lot. I'm in a lot of groups for some reason. It just goes on and on. Mission Strip, Katie Stearns, who's an author, reader group.
Yeah.
There's Ivy's Hope group. Dawson Boyd Boys Volleyball group. Lockbarrow Online Farmers Market.
Awesome.
I'm on all the farmers markets, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, Boyd Good Times Days, Small Market Radio Station Owners, Managers, Engineers Group.
Anything you can think of, Paul.
Greater Milan Initiative.
So if you have an interest and you're not sure how to find something, you can first of all go to your groups, and it will give you some suggested groups just based on what you've clicked on and what you are, what it seems that you're interested in.
Now, some groups like that aren't local, you know, local friends like the Beatles, the rock group Beatles, I'm in their group.
Yep.
And man, it's just, it's too much. They flood my page with that.
Yeah.
A lot.
And you can get, you can unfollow it. Those pages.
I know.
If you want.
I'm torn because I like it, but it's so much.
Well, and if you unfollow the page, then you won't get those pop-ups on your feed, but you can still go to the page whenever you want to by going to your group and clicking on it.
The one, you know, you're from Madison, Minnesota, if.
Yes,
or
John's
from
on
Dawson,
that group.
Dawson, or whatever.
He's he's on a group that shows all sorts of old pictures of places in the area.
Yeah, Jerome Scarwood, I think, posts a lot of those pictures.
Yeah.
I love them, too. Very, very interesting.
So here's a couple of the suggestions on my page. Boy, oh boy, let's see.
See, if you go to
Enjoy South Dakota.
Oh, yeah. That just popped on my mind.
Did it?
Enjoy South Dakota, yeah.
Minnesota vendor events.
Okay.
Keona Reeves. I don't know. I don't Google him. Wilmer Garage Sale. The Daily Grace Company. Funny memes.
Now, some of these groups will invite you, right?
Yep.
Because I get that quite a bit. Join our group.
Yep.
I do, and sometimes I don't. So, like, the memory is the Elvis tribute guy.
The what?
He just asked to join his group. The Elvis imitates Elvis.
Elvis.
Yeah, Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. All about cleaning. So maybe these suggestions don't fancy them. You can go to Discover if you.
That's what I'm on now. Discover.
You can go to Discover, and then it'll just give you a whole bunch of random ones, and you might find something that you know. Sometimes it's hard to think, God, what kind of group would I like? And this can get your memory going or your ideas going. And if you haven't found it, click on the search bar and search.
Yeah, I guess I don't deal with the groups a lot. I never go into the group page like we're doing now. It's kind of interesting.
It is. You can search for groups. Let's see, you know, you like gardening, but specifically you like container gardening, or you like flower gardening, or, you know, you can really get specific.
And there's a group for it somewhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe you are really into pumpkin chucking. There's lawnmower racing.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm sure
there's a group for everything out there. So whatever your specific interest is, you can search for groups that are like that. And I've gone into groups and they're not quite for me, so then I just back out of them.
Yep.
That's not a big deal.
Just unfollow them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in a lot of radio groups because I like talking radio and with other broadcasters or whatever.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those groups from all around the country, and it's really fun.
Yep. Yep.
So, good subject, Teresa.
So it's a good way to just engage with people that have the same interests as you do, right, online. Yep. And, you know, just participate.
Yep.
Try it out and see what happens.
Not everything's bad on social media.
Nope.
There's a lot of good.
There is.
Just got to look for it.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Good job. You know, people have questions or whatever, or they want to buy a new computer. Where do they go?
Well, you can come and see us. We're right on Main Street, Madison, across from United Prairie Bank. Or you can give us a call at 320-698-4747 or email us at support@ruralsolutions.com.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Teresa.
Thanks so much, Paul.
Hopefully John can join us next time.
I hope so.
All right, because he was kind of quiet today. All right, John and Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.